While Yankee Doodle sails away to fight the German foe, the pacifists are shouting peace and say they shouldn't go. They claim the hatchet must be buried by the Allies now. Perhaps they're right, we must have peace. And so I'll tell them how. Let's bury the hatchet. Let's bury the hatchet. Let's bury the hatchet in the Kaiser's head. We'll crown him on the noodle. Make him whistle Yankee Doodle. Shouting the battle cry of Wilson.
There's a million mothers knocking at the nation's door. A million mothers get on every million more. And while within each mother heart they pray, the cross was a great mother had to pay. America, I raise a boy for you. America, you'll find it strong and true. Take a gun from his shoulder. Be it ready to die or go. America, he is my only one. My home, my pride and joy. But if I had another, he would not be beside his brother. America is my boy.
God gave my son in trust to me. Christ died for him. He should be a man for Christ. He is his own and God and man, not mine alone. He was not mine to give. He gave himself that he might help to save all that a Christian should revere, all that enlightened men hold dear. To feed the gun, our torpid soul, awake and see life as a whole, when freedom, honor, justice, right, were threatened by the despot's might. With heart aflame and soul alike, he bravely went for God to fight against base savages whose pride the laws of God and man defied, who slew the mother and the child, who maidens pure and sweet defiled. He went not to feed the gun. He went to save from ruthless huns his home and country, and to be a guardian of democracy.
When we wind up the watch on the Rhine, we will find out so hot that it's wine. Wedding bells will be ringing, home sweet home will be singing, when we wind up the watch on the Rhine.
I know that it is hard for Americans to realize the magnitude of the war in which we are involved. We have problems in this war no other nations have. Fortunately, the great majority of American citizens of German descent have, in this great crisis of our history, shown themselves splendidly loyal to our flag. Everyone had a right to sympathize with any warring nation. But now that we are in the war, there are only two sides, and the time has come when every citizen must declare himself American or traitor. We must disappoint the Germans who have always believed that the German Americans here would risk their property, their children's future, and their own necks and take up arms for the Kaiser. The foreign minister of Germany once said to me, "Your country does not dare do anything against Germany because we have in your country 500,000 German reservists who will rise in arms against your government if you dare to make a move against Germany." Well, I told him that that might be so, but that we had 501,000 lampposts in this country, and that that was where the reservists would be hanging the day after they tried to rise. And if there are any German Americans here who are so ungrateful for all the benefits they have received that they are still for the Kaiser, there is only one thing to do with it, and that is to hostile them. Give them back the wooden shoes and the rags they landed in, and ship them back to the fatherland.